Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Been a very interesting day today. Weather has been absolutely perfect. Drove over to the island earlier this morning, and lo and behold, there were people in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would have thought in February, right?
We love people from Wisconsin, let me tell you. No, I couldn't believe it. I mean, there are people in the water out there. Hey, today, interesting day in the 5 o'clock hour. Ray Palmer, go ahead, add the applause there. CEO, president of Pensacola Sports, will join us at 5:12. We're going to be talking about something you and I have been talking about for months here. Very excited about the Sun Belt Conference basketball tournament coming into town. Right. Men's and women's, they're here the 4th through the 10th. Always a great event. Down at the Bay Center. And Ray's going to kind of fill us in on some of the things. This year, they've themed each day differently at the tees. And so at 5:12, we'll let you know what they're doing differently this year for the Sun Belt Conference. Ray Palmer in 5:12. Then at 5:45, we're going to have a young lady, and she's just absolutely amazing. Her name is Charlotte Gorder.
Okay.
She is the... the author of a book called Crayon Dawn. The book is about Pensacola. The photography is what will get you. Anyway, we'll talk to her and the fundraising effort associated with her book for, if you remember, Jerry Blank, who was in town from the Pacific Palisades, a native Pensacolian, who world-class karate champion, 8th-degree black belt, did many movies. He lost everything.
Right.
And so this is part of her effort is she's raising money, selling her books, and it goes to Jerry's Foundation in Southern California. So pretty busy day today. Got a real scary thing to pass on to you, almost another midair collision.
Yeah.
This happened at Chicago's Midway Airport. Fox has got some B-roll on this you will not believe. Anyway, that will be coming up as well. But and you will be getting us all updated here on this beautiful weather, how long it's going to last and what we can expect. But first, stocks ending mixed today. Yeah, worries worsen over tariffs and inflation. Laura Kantner has the numbers for us.
Investors are anxiously awaiting NVIDIA's fourth quarter earnings report that's scheduled for release on Wednesday after the closing bell. Investors are concerned over possible delays in the progression of its AI Blackwell chips, as well as a report on the possibility of stricter U.S. export rules from the Trump administration. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it was able to sell more beverages at higher prices in the recent quarter, but it still lost money. Private equity firm Roark Capital is close to reaching a roughly $1 billion deal to acquire Dave's Hot Chicken. Stocks ending a choppy session mixed, the Dow finishing up 160, S&P 500 down 28, NASDAQ down 261. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
And the U.S. and Ukraine are reportedly in agreement on a framework for a minerals deal. That's according to multiple reports that cite a Ukrainian official. President Trump has been pushing for a rare earth minerals deal as a way for Ukraine to pay back the U.S. for aid provided during the war with Russia. Trump has called for Ukraine to provide the U.S. with $500 billion worth of rare earth minerals.
And very interesting on the part of Representative Michelle Saltzman. She is, like I've always said, she's one of the hardest working ladies I've ever run up into and up against. She is amazing. She is proposing a bill to give parents greater access to their children's social media accounts and ban encrypted messages for minors. Saltzman is sponsoring. The House bill is 743 in the upcoming legislative session. That will restrict social media companies from allowing users under the age of 16 to use encrypted messages and requires social media companies to grant parents or legal guardians access to their children's accounts so they, too, can read all those messages.
All righty.
Kids are hating this one.
I guarantee you.
If a 16-year-old just heard me tell that story, they're going, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, they're probably not thrilled about that.
Happy campers.
4:15 here. Hopefully I can liven their mood with some traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Looking at the roads here, just some backups in our usual spots, most notably the intersection where Mobile Highway passes Michigan Avenue. That is just a very rough spot in the afternoons as of recent. Also on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and have a little bit of issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 71 degrees right now. Low of 50 tonight, though. Tomorrow, going to be similar to today. High of 71, low of 54.
417 News Radio 92.3. Let me go ahead and roll this. This is yet another incident with a flight midair. Potential midair issue. Fox's Tom Rigotti has more.
A Delta flight headed to South Carolina was forced to return to Atlanta Monday morning, video capturing haze in the passenger cabin. Kevin McKinney was one of 94 passengers aboard the Boeing 717.
The cabin started filling with smoke. You know, everybody started yelling, cabin's filling with smoke, cabin's filling with smoke. And finally, the flight staff was trying to get in touch with the pilots.
Delta says the flight crew followed the necessary procedures. Smoke also forced a Delta flight to return to Los Angeles over the weekend. And just last week, a Delta flight operated by Endeavor Air crashed and landed upside down in Toronto. Luckily, all the passengers survived. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Yeah, the story that we're going to roll for you in just a few minutes here, it is a Southwest flight that was coming into Chicago's Midway Airport.
Yeah.
And it was on the roll. You know, just it was coming in, and gosh, another jet crossed right underneath of it. You'll hear that on News Radio 92.3.
And something that probably shouldn't be a surprise, Elon Musk will have a seat at the Trump administration table. The White House confirmed Musk will take part in President Trump's first cabinet meeting tomorrow. Musk will provide an update on how all of the cabinet secretaries are identifying waste and government fraud. And something else that shouldn't be a surprise either. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to that Shaun of the South 100th anniversary performance at the Singer Theater. Details on what that event will entail and how you can win those tickets coming up once again in about 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, the youth political power is growing as polls now show more young people than ever are identifying themselves as Republicans. Affordability, the economy, immigration, social issues that have been shoved in young people's faces from the time they were in high school, and the elimination of woke ideology are concerns across the state's campuses.
Oh, my goodness. And here's
what's happening out there.
No, it is. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, typically people think of my generation, Gen Zers, they think of them as more left leaning. But you do. You come across a lot of folks that are saying, you know what, this is ridiculous, blah, 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 whatever. And there is. There's a rift there. It looks like more homeowners are getting private insurance policies. The state's insurer of last resort, Citizens Insurance, is reporting that they've shed almost 100,000 policies, bringing their total policies to under 850,000. That's the lowest number of policies in nearly 3 years.
Okay, another state changes its policy to align with the president's view on girls' sports. Kevin Yurinsky has the details.
On February 5th, President Trump signed an executive order banning transgendered females who were born male from competing in girls' and women's sports, saying at the time,
"From now on, women's sports will be only for women."
Last week, the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, which governs high school sports there, changed its policy to match the order, overturning a precedent relying on school principals to determine an athlete's gender when there was a question. The NCAA has also changed its rules, limiting women's sports to those assigned as female at birth, but some states, including Maine, have stated an intent to defy that executive order. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
We're going to stay on top of that Maine issue. Remember, the Maine governor was at the White House and got into it with President Trump.
Yeah.
About their
for some reason
their sports issues and allowing men to compete in women's sports, although it's, I thought, passed by law into place.
Yeah, I don't know. And as you said, that's why we're going to be following it, because I'd be fascinated to see how it turns out.
I think a lot of folks are, in terms of like, what's the what's the real political stance here?
Yeah, what's the trick?
Is there any legs? Is it going to hold, or is it just going to be some judge out in San Francisco overruling it, and off it goes?
Right, yeah. Well, what tricks, if any, does Maine have up its sleeve? 420 here.
Why don't you go over there and ask Captain Chris?
We'll take a quick break. When we return, we mentioned some of this yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis wanting to bring Doge to Florida, but he's given a bit more insight on how he wants that to take shape. Details on his plan and more in just a few minutes.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade is Saturday, beginning at 2. Join in the true showcase of community spirit and celebration. Get all the info at PensacolaMardiGras.com. Sunday is the Mardi Gras Parade with Island Atmosphere. The crew of Rex Parade rolls at 2 on Pensacola Beach. See PensacolaBeachMardiGras.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission deciding to move in the direction of putting a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge Causeway because that bridge needs to be replaced. Also, the drama surrounding the selection of people for the Land Development Code Rewrite Task Force. It's just a couple of things, but that has been so much drama. How did the OLF 8 meetings go in Escambia County? And was the purpose of Elon's email just to find the non-existent federal workers? You can check out the podcast at NewsRadio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Chris running on 92.3 Pensacola right now. Let me give you the latest Mega Millions numbers. Drawing tonight, 10 o'clock, by the way. 181 million, 82.7 million. That is your cash option. Improving conditions with dry and warmer weather throughout the week. Yellow flags are flying on Pensacola Beach. And Austin, thank you very much, is coming back in just a few minutes with the latest in terms of what the weather's going to be up to and what it will be doing to us. Interesting story coming out of Arizona. That state is considering methods to combat drug trafficking from cartels. Want to hear this one? Kevin Urinsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
The Arizona State Legislature is considering an interesting proposal to address a unique problem which poses a danger to the people there and across the country. State Attorney General Chris Mays on Fox's America reports.
The Mexican drug cartels are using drones to transport fentanyl across our southern border.
The potential legislation would enact a law
that would allow our local law enforcement to shoot these drones down or to disable them with what are called drone jammers.
Mays says that more than half of the fentanyl seized in the U.S. over the last 2 years has been collected in Arizona. She says if the bill passes, it could have a very positive effect.
These are lives saved every time we take down one of these drones.
However, May says there is a big need for more DEA agents along the border to help find and prosecute fentanyl dealers. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Just a couple minutes past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, just a couple of our usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue, just amongst a couple others. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 71, low of 54.
Yeah, it's a beautiful afternoon. Really is. Hey, thanks a lot for letting us jump in that car and head home with you today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here, News Radio 92.3. It's time for your TMZ Breaking News Minute.
I'm Derek Kaufman, and this is the TMZ Minute. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is staying coy about rumors she's dating musician Kid Rock after they were spotted leaving a recent event together. When pressed about the speculation, Boebert dodged the question, joking that her mom is now asking for concert tickets. Boebert neither confirmed nor denied the rumored romance. Jon Stewart got a little too fired up during a Daily Show rant about Elon Musk's Doge cuts, so much so that he smashed a mug and cut his hand. As he bled on air, Stewart kept going, joking, "I'll be going to the hospital soon," while continuing his takedown of Big Pharma. A viral fan theory suggests Blake Lively may have recreated a Green Lantern scene with Ryan Reynolds in It Ends With Us. The scene is now at the center of her harassment lawsuit against Justin Baldoni. People are speculating online about whether Ryan Reynolds felt uneasy about the similarities between the two scenes. I'm Derek Kaufman, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Alrighty, just about 4:29 here. We'll give those tickets away now. If you are wondering, what tickets is he talking about?
Yeah, what tickets are you talking about?
I'm talking about at the Singer Theater this Thursday at 7:30 p.m., special 100th anniversary event featuring Sean of the South. Sean Dietrich, columnist, humorist, musician, storyteller. He shares his heartfelt and humorous take on life in the American South, and he's had his work featured in multiple magazines. If you are interested in these tickets, text in to 850-437-1620. I think I told you yesterday, Chris, I'm not too familiar with Sean, so just say give me the tickets. First person to ask for the tickets at 850-437-1620, we'll get them. How's that sound?
Well, you're making it pretty darn easy out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can't mess this up.
I mean to tell you, let me see here. I was thinking about what you're talking about, Austin.
Yeah. And it's a reference I get. How about that?
All right. Mortgage rates. Thinking about maybe buying or selling that home? Here they are. Mortgage News Daily reporting. Average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.87%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate, let me see here, 6.35%. Coming up here in, I guess, about an hour and 15 minutes at 5:45 this afternoon, going to have Charlotte Gorder in. She is the author of this amazing, I don't want to call it a coffee table book, but maybe it falls under that genre. Book of the beach, photos, inspirational right. stories, Pensacola based. That's the cool thing about this book. It is absolutely gorgeous, especially. You know, I took it around to staff here today, and the first thing that came out of their mouths, the photos.
Fox
News, I'm Tom Graham. Ukraine and the Trump administration reaching an agreement on a framework for a broad economic deal that would allow U.S. exploration of rare earth minerals in the war-torn country. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to soon travel to Washington for a meeting with President Trump. Federal workers will have a second chance to list accomplishments of the past week or risk termination. Many employees did not respond to an initial controversial email from Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency. Fox's Jared Halpern.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there is no confusion over a request from Elon Musk for federal workers to list five bullet points of accomplishments this week. Musk initially set a Monday night deadline and warned failure to comply would be viewed as a resignation.
Several government agencies have cautioned employees about responding. America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Shares of Tesla plunged by more than 9% today, pushing the company's market cap below $1 trillion and to its lowest since 2 days after President Trump's election victory. The stock shares have plummeted 25% to start the year, while the NASDAQ is down just 1.3% and has slid 35% from its record close on December 16th. CEO Elon Musk has lost more than $100 billion in net worth over that stretch. Dunkin' will no longer be charging coffee-drinking customers extra for requesting a non-dairy milk alternative in their drink. Starting on March 5th, customers will no longer have to pay 50 cents or more to add soy, oat, almond, or coconut milk to their coffees, according to Fox Business. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining 160, the S&P was off by 28, and the NASDAQ lost 1.3%. Crude oil futures are above $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Mel Kiper in his latest mock draft has Shador Sanders falling all the way to the Jets with the 7th pick. And I don't see how that happens. Yes, I think Cam Ward will be the first QB off the board. And even if he goes first overall, I then have a tough time seeing the Browns, Giants, and Raiders all passing up on the Colorado QB. And in all likelihood, Ward will go to Tennessee, Abdul Carter will land in Cleveland, and then Shador will be selected by the Giants with the 3rd pick. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Have no clue.
The Heavy.
There you go.
You know that song that goes, "How you like me now? How you like me now?" They're those people.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's something interesting. We kind of felt this if you had to go over there and spend some bucks. UWF Haas Center economic survey has found that Pensacola Beach visitors are now reporting prices are too high. Day trippers to the beach identified parking as the biggest issue. Overnight visitors voiced concerns about accommodation pricing. Only 34% of respondents felt the prices were reasonable. That's not good odds. The high price of dining also took a direct hit, as visitors say it's just way too expensive. Many full-time residents, 30%, voiced concerns about traffic, pedestrian safety, speeding, burglary, and theft.
Wow.
Doesn't paint the picture very pretty, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, we'll improve that one for you, I promise you. let me just kind of juggle this one over here. Let's talk Ice Flyers. They had a rough week last week, so we'll just move forward and won't even talk about that. This week, another brutal road trip as Pensacola faces Roanoke for a two-game series Friday and Saturday. Ice Flyers return to home ice on March 14th, 15th, matching up against Quad City. They're a good team. Very good team. Puck drop 705 in the Bay Center for both of those games. Mm-hmm. And while we're staying in the umbrella of sports here, the Timberwolves, Minnesota Timberwolves, making a comeback win against the Thunder. And Guardians owner Larry Dolan passes at the age of 94. Jared Max has a Fox Sports update for us.
Fox Sports update.
Shea puts it up, off the heel, tapped out. Minnesota pulls off a shocker against the Thunder. From 25 down, Minnesota wins 131-128, ties the largest come-from-behind victory in franchise history.
On FanDuel Sports Network North, the Timberwolves trailed the Thunder by as many as 24 points in the fourth quarter last night before they mounted a furious comeback against the Western Conference leaders. The T-Wolves scored the final 16 points in the fourth quarter to force overtime and then beat the Thunder 131-128 one night after Oklahoma City had beaten Minnesota. Detroit Pistons have their longest winning streak since the 2014-15 season. Pistons won their seventh in a row, 106-97 over the Clippers. Zach LaVine had his best game with Sacramento, a season-high 42 points. The Kings humbled the Hornets 130-88. Nikola Jokic with a career-high 19 assists. Nuggets beat the Pacers 125-116. The 76ers lost their eighth game in a row, blasted by the Bulls 142-110. First win in seven games for Chicago. The Wizards snapped a six-game losing streak with a 107-99 win over the Nets. The Hawks ended their losing streak at three games. Atlanta beat Miami 98-86. The Trailblazers edged the Jazz 114-112. Portland has won 12 of its last 17 games. Longtime owner of the Cleveland Guardians, Lawrence J. Dolan, died Sunday night at age 94. Dolan purchased the Guardians in 2000. 4 days after his 42nd birthday, three-time Cy Young winner Justin Verlander made his first start for the Giants Monday. Pitched two innings, gave up a solo home run, struck out one. Verlander entering his 20th Major League season. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Mass.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, Chris, I want to ask you about something very quickly here.
If they only knew. Okay, go ahead.
So have you been hearing this latest wave of controversy surrounding the Tush Push?
Oh, boy. Nope.
A team proposing a ban.
Yeah. I've heard something about this.
And I believe it was the Packers that did it, but neither here nor there. Bottom line is, I was just going to ask you, do you think they should ban it or not?
Sure they shouldn't. No, let it go.
Well, and I agree with you 100% because, and it's for a very simple reason. The Eagles are not doing anything that any other team can't do. Mm-hmm. You are not good enough to stop it, so you are upset about someone being good at it. And to people that use safety as a cop-out, it's like football's never safe. If you were to bring that into question, you'd bring into the question any other halfback dive or quarterback sneak.
I will tell you this.
You're sitting there pointing.
I will tell you this.
Getting your words together.
I'm getting ready to make my point.
Yeah.
And I was surprised. You know, a lot of fans think that the Philadelphia Eagles are like left wing. They're off the charts. You know, they're just really a liberal type of team. Yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles said they would accept an invitation to the White House from President Trump. Last time that happened, they didn't make it. They didn't do it.
Yeah, they had players opting out, and then Trump rescinded like the invite or whatever.
So I thought that was very positive.
That is
very,
one good
very,
thing.
Very,
yeah.
Very, very positive. So let's hope that happens. I'd like to see the team go to Washington.
Yeah, because we were talking about it earlier this week. It's just a matter of like diplomacy, wanting to see as much of it as you can in the American political scene.
And let's maybe use the word and change the word diplomacy a little bit and go to normalcy.
Right.
You know, let's bring things back to the normal. That's what we need. And, you know, common sense should rule, this type of thing. Let me go back. I want the Eagles to go to the White House. Yeah. That was my point. I didn't want to get off course there, and I could have.
Yeah, and Alex Ovechkin will look to get closer to breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time goals record tonight. The Washington Capitals superstar needs just 13 more goals to break Gretzky's record of 894. Ovechkin notched his 32nd career hat trick on Sunday in Washington's win over Edmonton, and the Capitals will host the Flames at 6 p.m. Ovechkin has 25 games left to try to catch the great win this season, and I was telling you yesterday, Chris, even for those who don't know hockey, Wayne Gretzky, least disputed GOAT in North American sports. If you can get in any conversation with this guy, it is a staple of your legacy. So Ovechkin's already been talked about as one of the greatest ever, but this would just officialize it if he gets in that company and breaks Gretzky's mark.
Okay, 443 News Radio 92.3. Coming up in less than a half an hour from right now, Ray Palmer. Stopping in from Pensacola Sports. We're going to be talking about the Sun Belt Conference men's and women's basketball championships returning to the Bay Center in 7 days. 1 week from today, we'll be in action. I can't wait for this. All 14 Sun Belt schools will compete March 4th through 10th in a single elimination tournament. And I understand on that Saturday, they have the Fan Saturday down there. We're going to go over this with Ray because they've changed things around. They've added so much to this event this year around. ESPN Pensacola is going to be on site this year, right?
Yes, we are.
So there you go. So there's another reason to go down to the Bay Center and check out all of the festivities at this year's Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships.
All righty. And just about 4:45 here, I'll go ahead and get traffic and weather out of the way for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years. Open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that's Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, got some backups developing on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and some developing right on where Davis Highway merges with Scenic in front of the UWF main entrance heading over to Pace. Got some congestion over there as well. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, very similar. High of 71, low of 54.
Two items at Jerry's you need to check out if you haven't.
What's that?
The cheeseburger. Gotta go for the cheeseburger. It's iconic there.
But staple.
The thing that they really hold, they're very proud of, their mullet. They've got great mullet. If you're a bottom lover, feeder bottom lover, go for the mullet. It's very good at Jerry's. I've been kind of eating over that place for the past 40-something years, so I have a track record.
Yeah. You've got expertise.
You know, it's funny because you walk in there, you can look at the pictures on the side of the walls of the Bill Gregory Baseball League and things like that. I knew all those guys. That's the scary part in the black and white photos. Great place. Great Pensacola. It is Pensacola. Jerry's right there in the Heights. So make sure you check that out. Oscars coming up Sunday. Five men are battling for the best actor position. Michelle Polino has the story.
Conan O'Brien is hosting the Academy Awards Sunday, coming a week after the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Based on the buzz in the previous awards, there are two front runners for the night's Best Actor trophy. The first, Adrian Brody, who stars in The Brutalist as a Hungarian architect rebuilding his life post-World War II. He's already snagged a Golden Globe and Critics' Choice. However, second is Timothy Chalamet, who played Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. He picked up the SAG Actor Trophy. Also nominated is Coleman Domingo, who starred in Sing Sing as a prisoner pushing rehab through theater. Ralph Fiennes starred in Conclave as a conflicted cardinal. And Sebastian Stan playing a young Donald Trump in The Apprentice. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And as President Trump's tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada are expected to kick in soon, experts weighing in on how that will impact the U.S. economy. Bankrate investment analyst Jim Royal says that generally speaking, most economists say tariffs will mean higher prices almost across the board for U.S. consumers. Royal says the stock market's major indices seem unfazed by the specter of tariffs just coming off record highs last week.
Okay, Blue Angels 2025 air show season, just a few weeks away here. Team's welcoming five new officers, including two new members, a new Fat Albert C-130J Super Hercules pilot, an events coordinator, and a flight surgeon to replace outgoing team members. By the way, officers serve with the Blues. You probably ask, well, how long do they get to serve with the Blue Angels? Well, officers, the pilots at all with the Blues, their stint is a 2 to 3 year term. Enlisted personnel serves 3 to 4 years. The free Blue Angels practice sessions will begin Wednesday, April 2nd, from the flight line at the National Naval Aviation Museum aboard NAS Pensacola.
Just about 4:48 here around this time every hour, giving you another reminder of the stock numbers. Wall Street closing mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 159 points to 43,621. S&P 500 lost 28 points to 59.55. And the NASDAQ fell 260 points to 1926. That's been really spastic.
Would you look across the board there? Look at all the zeros.
Yeah.
Starting zero. The only day that had any numbers of and it really wasn't numbers, but it was Thursday at 20%. But you know how that rolls out. Geographically placed, it could be anywhere.
Yeah, just some spatter in these areas, area.
Anyway, the weather's absolutely, what do we say here? Dry, warmer weather throughout the week. Just watch for the yellow flags out on the beach. There are people swimming today. I'm going to tell you, I saw them earlier this morning. Okay, a House Oversight Committee holding a hearing to examine emerging global threats. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
The Middle East, the UN, China, and Iran were all major topics at the hearing, but so was Russia as President Trump tries to work to end the war in Ukraine. Subcommittee ranking member Virginia Democratic Congressman Suha Subramanian said,
I think there's some confusion. I can't believe we have to do this, but here we go. Russia is not our friend.
Subcommittee chair, South Carolina Republican Congressman William Timmons criticized the amount of money we've spent on Ukraine as in comparison to the amount spent on Afghanistan security forces.
In nearly 3 years, the U.S. allocated $124.9 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. To put this in perspective, the U.S. spent nearly $89 billion in security assistance in Afghanistan over 20 years.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And some lab mice seem to render aid to unconscious cage mates, according to a new study. Scientists at the University of Southern California tested them by putting unconscious mice in their cages. The mice that were awake spent most of their time with the unconscious mouse, sniffing, grooming, and then in many cases, pulling on its tongue. Researchers think this behavior might be an effort to open airways or dislodge an object in the throat. When an object was placed in the mouth, the pulling dislodged it 80% of the time. Wow.
Maybe that's just a little bit too much information.
Why are we testing on them? They seem like pretty smart fellas.
I agree with you totally. 4:49, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Hey, it's Chris Bryan and Austin Price. We're with you on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Hey, you still got some time to shoot over to the island if you're getting off work and watch that sunset. Ooh, it's going to be a good one today. It really is. I'm ready for all this stuff. You know that. I've been counting these darn days down, and I'm ready for spring. And, you know, the day's getting longer. Spring creeps closer. It's funny because we watch out our studio window here when it starts getting dark and it comes up a little bit you know, more light, more light, more light. Here's the numbers, 12 days until daylight savings time begins Sunday, March 9th, spring officially arriving in 23 days. That'll happen on March 20th.
Alrighty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, new and expecting moms need to pay attention because they are now being urged by the American Heart Association to be screened for depression and anxiety. Details on the reasoning behind that and more coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, I'm a rambling man. Don't mess around.
Here's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. When's the last time you heard music like that? Waylon Jennings. Jeez, I'm Pete's. Probably what you're going to do is you're going to pull out some Jesse Coulter here in a minute on me.
I'm trying to think about the last time I heard it. I mean, I've got it on my phone, so probably when I was in the truck one time.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Thank you so much. 4:53, News Radio 92.3. Coming up at 5:45 this afternoon, we will have a special guest artist in here. So if... going to surprise you with a lot of good information about the book. It's called Crayon Dawn, and the artist is a young lady from the Pensacola area. Mm. And it will very much interest you in the work that she is doing. Here's something like scenes from a 60s cartoon, the discovery from a Tennessee fossil site. Does this intrigue you as well?
Yes.
Oh, good. I can tell. Teresa Crowley has the story.
A fossil find in Tennessee confirms that a giant flying squirrel, the size of a house cat, once soared the skies above mastodons, rhinos, and red pandas in southern Appalachia. Researchers teaming up with East Tennessee State University surprised to find Myopetorista in North America at all, known only from Eurasia, likely crossed the Bering Land Bridge in Alaska 5 million years ago. But the bones are right there at the Gray Fossil Site, a prehistoric treasure trove unearthed 25 years ago. The 3-pound flying squirrels flew through the Tennessee treetops when the world was much warmer. The ice ages later did them in. Just one of a string of Gray Fossil Site discoveries, including the bone-crushing dog. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
I love how she emphasized that, the the bone crushing dog.
Yeah, it sounds like it needed emphasis. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Had a texter just now letting us know there's two cars in the road on Bayou Boulevard by the Chick-fil-A that have been in an accident. We'll see. I don't think that's causing much congestion at this time, but we'll keep an eye on it. And if you ever have a text that you want to drop in, 850-437-1620. Other spots giving us issues are just usual areas that you would expect to give us problems. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 50 tonight, and it's going to be foggy this evening, so be on the lookout for that.
All right, 456 News Radio 92.3. I enjoy looking whenever somebody takes their phones out and they're going to a place where chaos breaks out, in like a town hall meeting or something like that.
Right.
I love seeing how people become just regular people. Chaos happened at a town hall meeting. This happened in Idaho on Saturday, ending with charges dropped and a security company fired. This does not sound like a good, optimal opportunity for either party, but we'll go for it. Chris Foster has more on this trending story.
There's an opportunity for you to sound off, but not right now.
A woman was dragged out of a Republican-hosted town hall in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The county sheriff had told her to leave after speaking several times at a turn. Teresa Boren-Pohl was cited for battery for biting one of the three private security guards grabbing her. That's been dropped, and the firm men work for has its Coeur d'Alene business license revoked for violating an ordinance that private security be uniformed and plainly marked as security. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And I mentioned this before the break, new and expecting moms being urged to be screened for depression and anxiety. The American Heart Association now recommends hospitals and healthcare providers screen for depression and anxiety during and up to 1 year after pregnancy. Doctors say psychological conditions during that time span are among the leading causes of maternal death in the U.S.
All right. Texas officials stopped a tragedy before it had a chance to develop. This was very serious. CJ Papa has more.
A 21-year-old arrested on a terroristic threats warrant by the Corpus Christi Police Department, officials reported. The FBI said Seth Andrea Gregory was planning a mass casualty attack on police similar to the 2016 Dallas ambush when five Dallas police officers were killed, nine were injured as a protest in Dallas was winding down, according to a report from the FBI. The CCPD and FBI list Gregory as a man, but the Nueces County Jail lists Gregory as a female and the jail's booking information. Gregory was arrested for terroristic threats, impeding public service, causing public fear or serious bodily injury, and criminal trespass. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And I had hinted at this story earlier this hour, but it got scrapped for time. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing today that infrastructure projects on Florida roads are fully funded and ahead of schedule, in some cases by a decade. Some of the projects underway include widening I-4 in Polk and Osceola counties, adding express lanes to I-275 and widening I-75. DeSantis says 15% of all visitors to Florida use I-75 from Georgia, including freight.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Okay, the lady was taken out of the courtroom in Idaho. I got another one to go with this one. An American woman was taken into custody in Paris, allegedly for throwing a newborn out of her hotel window.
It was a second-story window, and the baby died. The mother and potential murder suspect, described as an 18-year-old American student, was traveling through Europe from the U.S. with a group of young adults. She was taken to a Paris hospital for medical treatment following childbirth and then to jail, where she awaits possible charges. We're told prosecutors are considering the possibility of what's known as pregnancy denial, a condition in which a woman remains unaware of or in denial about her pregnancy until labor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All right. In keeping with the Ron DeSantis theme, he wants to bring DOGE to the state of Florida. He says DOGE will use AI to uncover hidden waste and shine the light on waste and bloat. He expects Florida's DOGE to abolish around 70 boards and commissions and conduct a deep dive into all facets of college and university operations and spending.
Mega Millions, $181 million tonight.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.